Episode 2209, Hard Does Not Mean Impossible.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive. Happy, happy day. It's time to get your heart jumping for joy. It's Inspiration Motivation Day. Put a smile on your face. I know maybe things look tough, but hard does not mean impossible. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com, where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. At times, life is going to be hard, but hard does not mean impossible. Stay the course and be courageous. Create your now. You know, what you are facing may appear as Mount Everest to you, but you've got what it takes to keep going. I've been doing some training lately, and no, not training to climb Mount Everest, but training that does include climbing Mount Everest, meaning the Mount Everest of the crap that we deal with every day. And we get up and we're like, oh. And we literally feel like we are carrying Mount Everest on our shoulders. Maybe you're feeling that today. Maybe you had a conversation last night with God and said, you know what, Lord, I don't know that I really want to wake up in the morning. I don't want to face this. Can you just take it all away? But now reality's hit and you're awake now. You realize that, oh my gosh, the Lord gave me another day. Praise the Lord. But now I still have this weight. I still have Mount Everest to climb. And I don't feel like I can get even to base camp. I'm exhausted. I'm tired. I'm worn down. Some of you may just be experiencing emotional strain and stress from work, from COVID-19, not from having COVID-19, but because of what has been brought on from COVID-19 with your job. Maybe it's put you in a financial dependency on your savings. Or even having to tap in to your retirement. And you're sitting there looking at things going, I don't know. I don't know what tomorrow looks like. But now tomorrow is today, and you have to face what you see. And you're beginning to wonder, you know, Lord, I don't know. Don't give in to what is hard. Hard does not mean impossible. Stay the course, redirect, and pivot as needed. Most importantly, call on God. I know it's easy to call and yell at him. We want to act like we've got the better answer. Lord, if you would just do this, please, just do it my way this time. Can we try it? How about instead redirecting your question? Ask it a different way, but not trying to get your conclusion, but try to get God's conclusion. God's got you, but most of the time we're trying to hold up ourselves. You do not have the strength to hold up Mount Everest, but you do have God to help you climb Mount Everest. I know it doesn't seem like you are one who can actually conquer the world. But with God, nothing is impossible. And I actually love the word impossible because it says, I'm possible. The situation that you're in is a situation. It's a blink. It's a hiccup in your life. I know right now it does feel like you are never going to escape it. I get it. But take a deep breath. Don't be courageous because you think you're awesome. Be courageous because God's already walked before you. And no, you may not have the answers. You may not be able to see the answers, but have faith. knowing that he's already got you. Sometimes I wake up in the middle of the night. Okay, not sometimes, a lot of times. Let's just be honest. And it's one where if it's a great night, I can fall right back asleep. If it's a not so great night, that means I wake up and I start thinking. And this brain sometimes does not like to shut down. And I'm like, Lord, I would really like for once just to go to bed and sleep all the way through until I'm supposed to get up. I don't have very many nights of that. And there are times that I've wondered why. But you see, God likes to talk to me in the middle of the night. Usually when I want to sleep, he wakes me up. Sometimes midnight, sometimes 1:30. And it's not just for a couple minutes. Like we have this long drawn out conversation for an hour, 2 hours, sometimes going to 3 hours. And I'm like, Lord, do you see the clock? And he says, no, I see you. Sometimes we're trying to make life go faster than it needs to, or we feel like we're spinning out of control. And the only way we can get a grip on life is to be in control. You got to know that spinning, God still got you there too. Hard does not mean impossible. Be bold with a twist of confidence. You got this because God's got you. If you're sitting there going, I'm exhausted, I'm done, I'm finished, then take a deep breath because you're not. This too shall pass. Just press reset for a moment. Yeah, if you're tired, guess what? Go take a power nap. Done it. Sometimes we need those. It's okay to take a power nap. Maybe you need to eat faster and take a power nap at lunch if you're at work. At times, though, we always seem to feel like if we're not in control, we're out of control. But sometimes that out of control leads us to something beautiful on the other side. So I want you to wrestle with that today. Wrestle knowing that God's already got you and that hard does not mean impossible. Because with God, nothing is impossible. Yes, you may not like what you have to face today. You may not like what you feel today. You may not like how the conversation is going to go today. But guess what? You're going to make it. You learn a little bit. You get stretched a little bit. You get a little uncomfortable, but you're still breathing and you're learning. And you know what? God's going to be there right beside you. So don't wait and don't get fussy. Don't get crabby just because you seem like, well, you know, if I'm crabby, maybe life gets better. No, it doesn't. It actually gets worse because of the attitude. So check your attitude and say, you know what? Regardless of today, I'm going to stand with my head held high, my shoulders back, knowing that God's got me. And that Mount Everest that I have to climb, he's already climbed it. And he's pulling me up. We got this. We definitely got this. Hard does not mean impossible. Go out today, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a beautiful day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.